We are watching Japan, where President Obama has become the first sitting U.S. president to visit Hiroshima. He laid a wreath and met with survivors of the American atomic bombing there in 1945.
A somber visit made more so because it's Memorial Day weekend here stateside. But before we launch into the weekend, a look back at that week that was a big week in presidential politics. Donald Trump reaching the magic delegate count number, becoming the presumptive Republican nominee. The State Department issued a wrist-slapping report on Hillary Clinton. Clinton's email use. Trump invited Bernie Sanders to a debate, but wait, Trump's campaign reportedly told CBS, "We were kidding. We're not. Let's go."
Here and now,
2016.
Our jinglers, the only constant in the past year. Joining us, Julie Mason, host of The Press Pool on Sirius XM. Hi, Julie.
Hey!
And April Ryan, White House correspondent for American Urban Radio Networks, joins us by phone. Hi, April.
I guess I have to say hey.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Hey,
y'all.
Well, let's start with this past week. We've got Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton essentially tied in national polls out this week. Bernie Sanders keeps pointing to polls showing him leading Trump in a general election. Julie, you first. How would you characterize where we are in the campaign?
Oh, God, we're just waiting for the Bernie Sanders-Donald Trump debate and for those conventions to start. But it's so specious for Bernie Sanders to keep insisting that he's going to beat Donald Trump.
Why?
In the general, because no one's laid a glove on him. There's been no negative campaigning against Bernie Sanders. No one knows anything amiss about him. And boy, when those Republicans go after Bernie Sanders, there's going to be nothing left.
April, do you agree? I mean, look, he has a trouble with the delegate count, but he's right about those national polls, although is Julie right that of course he's doing well now because he hasn't been really torn at.
Well, he's been torn out a little bit, but I'm going to say this. Bernie Sanders is this guy that you just don't know where he's coming from, and that's the fascination of so many about him, and yet it's also the consternation of people like Hillary Clinton. And, you know, Donald Trump loves it because basically for him is hypes him up, especially when you have this controversy about this thrown out or alleged issue of a debate between Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump. So, and it also makes Hillary look very bad that she's not even included in the equation. So they just basically pull her out of the equation, and it's like, it's us. We've got this. So, and what if this were, let's say hypothetically, I mean, Bernie wants this. Let's say this were to happen. This would really negate Hillary Clinton, and if Bernie Sanders were to have this debate, he could wind up having his numbers go higher, and he could also possibly win California, which could be bad for Hillary, who is expecting to be the nominee for the Democratic Party.
So let's talk a little bit more about California, because, you know, those national head-to-heads between Trump and Sanders are hypothetical head-to-heads. But in California, the polling is showing a true head-to-head between Clinton and Sanders in a dead heat. So here's Hillary Clinton at a campaign rally in San Jose just yesterday.
I will defend labor unions and the right to organize and bargain collectively. I will fight for comprehensive immigration reform with a path to citizenship.
Julie, let's start with you. I mean, what would it mean if, and this is still a big if Clinton loses California on June 7th?
She's still going to get enough delegates to clinch the nomination. It's just going to really make it hard for her to explain why she needs to be the winner. There's going to be a lot of bad feelings among the Bernie Sanders supporters still. It's a no-win for him. Even if he wins California, he's still not going to have the delegates. She's just going to be heading into the general in a much more hobbled capacity.
Well, of course, he and his backers would not say this, but isn't it a win for him, April, if you would take this? Because we've heard talk this week about how he wants to leverage the rules platform, the party plank platform committees, and all that happens at the conventions. You know, he wants to see Bill McKibben and Cornel West and others on the platform. Isn't this about him buying more leverage within the party when they get there?
It would be a win for him, but it would be a loss for the party. At this point, many people, many Democrats who understood the process and like Bernie are like, it's time for them to stop, to come together. And the longer this thing drags out, the more time Donald Trump has to win and get people unify the Republican Party, and the more time he has to convince Paul Ryan, you know, that he's doing well and he'll fall in line under the Republican ideology. But at the same time, you have Bernie Sanders who's saying, I'm going to win. I mean, this is Hillary and Barack Obama all over again. But right. Hillary Clinton, she wound, I mean, look at what happened. This is epic. You can't write a story. You can't think this up. I mean, for Hillary Clinton not Donald Trump, oh my gosh, for Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama to have been at each other the way they were, and then for Barack Obama to help her debt, to pay off her debt, and then for
because
them,
she backed off,
yeah, right, yeah. right, paid off her campaign debt, and then and he wound up being the nominee because he had more delegates. She had more votes, but he had more delegates, yeah. and that's the way it goes. And Bernie Sanders is now playing this game that's dangerous for the party and is dangerous for their chance at the White House.
Well, so there is that. Although I, of course, Bernie Sanders, people would say that no matter what he can do to pull the party to the left, it's meaningful. But staying with
Hillary, he's got leverage.
Yeah, staying with Hillary Clinton for a second. Of course, there was the email report this week. In an interview with Univision, she downplayed this State Department audit. It faulted her. It said she should not have used her private server for her emails and that she wouldn't have been given permission if she'd asked. She said in response, she's already acknowledged that she made mistakes and that other people did it. Here she is.
It's the same story. Just like previous secretaries of state, I used a personal email. Many people did. It was not at all unprecedented, and it's not an issue that is going to affect either the campaign or my presidency.
But, of course, Donald Trump has a different opinion. Here he is.
It's devastating, and there's no reason for it. It's just, you know, skirting on the edge all the time, and you look back at her history, and this is her history. It's a very, very harsh report, done really by Democrats, if you think of it, appointed by Obama and done by Democrats. So it's shocking to see it.
Julie, shocking or meaningless? Is there a way to...
They're both horrible. They're both horrible. They're both not telling the truth. It's not devastating for her, Donald Trump. Sorry, but she's lying about it. Many, many people did not use personal email. She did it. Colin Powell did it. He didn't know it was wrong. Madeleine Albright didn't even use email. Condoleezza Rice didn't use email. And that's the history of secretaries of state using email. She keeps making these dishonest statements about it. It's not going to help her, but I don't think it moves votes either way.
Okay. Trump continues to wade into the personal. We've talked about this earlier this week. He posted the video that features Bill Clinton smoking a cigar, Hillary Clinton laughing, and then there's audio of Bill Clinton's accusers accusing him of sexual misconduct. He also brought up the Vince Foster death. As to the, you know, dragging Bill Clinton's history, he is the first candidate ever to do that. All other candidates have left that to surrogates. Here's Fox News host Bill O'Reilly pushing Trump on going there.
I understand the Clinton attack machine. I got it. And I think it has to be dealt with somewhat. But I think maybe caution.
Bill, I don't like doing that. I don't like doing that, but I have no choice. When she hits me on things, I just have no choice. So you have to do it. It's unfair. And, you know, they're dirty players. They've been dirty players historically. And I have to fight back the way I have to fight back.
April Ryan, you take that.
Why do I have to take that? Well, let me say this. I mean, this is a slippery slope that's just going to keep on getting slipperier because, number one, we've heard vulgarity. We've heard about people the size of people's hands and feet. I mean, this is ridiculous. And, yes, it happened. I mean, I was at the White House during this time. I'll never forget when Ken Starr came in to depose the president. I remember all of that.
And by the way, Ken Starr, who was just had it forced to step down from his new job as president of Baylor because Baylor didn't follow through on accusations of sexual assault. I mean, there is an odd circle here, but continue.
It really is. It really is. But here's the thing. I mean, we both know both sides have problems personally, okay? But is that really a part of what is presidential? It may be to some extent. Yes, we've dealt with that. Bill Clinton was impeached. But when Donald Trump does this and starts talking about these people, they are not going to sit down and sit back. They're going to throw up the movie that was made about him. I remember years ago it was called the Donald Trump Unauthorized, I believe. It was on the ABC. It was an ABC movie special. You can't find that movie anywhere anymore. Really, you look on YouTube, you cannot find it. Well, you might find some trailers. And then they are bringing up, see, it's tit for tat. And what happens is the American people lose because it's about issues. It's about trying to go against terrorism, trying to fight against terrorism. It's about the economy, trying to keep the economy above board. And we're hearing about who had sex with who left who cheated on. It's just crazy.
Well, look at how the time has flown. Just talking about this past week. So, Julie, just wait. Is there something from this past week that there's a lot that we had to leave out for time, but something that you say, keep an eye on this?
Well, Bernie Sanders supporters are suing in California to change the rules of the primary there. They're trying to game the system. I think it's going to be bad for them.
Oh, okay.
Well, Julie Mason, host of The Press Pool on Sirius XM. Great to talk with you. Thank you, Julie.
Thank you.
And April Ryan, White House correspondent for American Urban Radio Networks. Thank you, April.
Thank you.